KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Good morning. I'm Tyler Russell, and like 1 billion other people in the world right now, I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 5. So really, really cool to welcome the voice of one of the stars of Grand Theft Auto 5, the voice of Franklin, Sean Fantino, on the line. Good morning, man.
Good morning, Tyler, man. Thanks for having me.
So this has been pretty cool. This is actually the most successful video game ever, and it must feel kind of cool to be a part of that.
Man, it's a dream come true, brother. You know, just to be a part of this, man, it's like something I can take with me and, you know, bury it with me, man. You know, it's something I can add to my resume at the top of the list of just being a part of something that broke records, you know. That's like, wow, you know.
Of course, Grand Theft Auto has been a series for a long time, but Grand Theft Auto 5 just goes above and beyond the storytelling and just the scope of what they've done before. Now, just talk a little bit about how you got involved with the project, because your story is actually kind of similar to Franklin's story, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, man. You know, I'm a dude from South Central Los Angeles, born and raised in Watts. You know, I've been through everything, man, the gang life, the criminal world, the crime, the car stealing, the burglaries, the robberies. I've been through it all, man, so I know what it feel like. And, you know, I just to get called up out the blue from a good friend of mine, DJ Pooh, to, you know, call me to come do a reading for it and join in with a bunch of other fellas that I was in competition with, and to get picked out of all of them guys, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's incredible, dude. You know, that's like a blessing, you know.
What's your background, you know, besides where you grew up? I mean, have you done acting or voice work or stuff like that before?
Well, yeah, I did some acting before. I did a few movies, man. The Wash and Three Strikes with DJ Pooh. The Wash was with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, Eminem, and Exhibit, you know, and a host of guys. And I did a little voice acting on Grand Theft Auto San Andreas before, back in 2002. And it's ironic that the guy that plays CJ, which is Young Melee, that's my cousin. So it's like it runs in the family. Like, man.
They're just going through your South Central family to voice all the characters of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, man.
So when you're voicing Franklin and he's, you know, he's doing all these gang things in Los Santos, which is the fictional, you know, LA, how much of it are you being like, man, I used to do this, like this is my life, or, you know, whatever?
Man, a lot of it. Everything, like every time they had a scene for me to do, it was pretty much, I cut them off before they even tell me, like, we want you to do it like this. I'd be like, man, I already know what you want, man. I got this. Come on, get the camera ready. Let's go.
Was it improv for that reason, or was it like really, really fully scripted, everything?
A lot of it was scripted, but I improv pretty much everything, because, you know, you can't, like, give me, if you're not from L.A., South Central, you cannot give me the scripts on how to act L.A. in South Central. So I pretty much took it, and I said, man, I wouldn't say that. I definitely wouldn't say that. No one in L.A. would say that. So I took everything, and I changed it around. But I kept it to the script. You know, I kept on the script, but I just changed it in a way that an L.A. guy would do it, you know.
Sure.
So it was 50-50. So.
Well, that's probably part of the reason they took you, is not only do you sound like you're from there, you actually could tell them, hey, guys, like, this sounds like a white guy wrote it or whatever.
I said that so much, man. I said, man, you know, I asked them about mate. You know, they have a word like, hey, mate. And then we do not ever say mate or $40. You know, we don't say that, man. So
that's awesome. We're on the phone right now with Sean Fantino, the voice of Franklin in Grand Theft Auto 5. So how did the script actually work? Because, you know, there's so many different elements of the game. You know, you can't really do it in order. How were you surprised at where they plugged in different things that you said in playing the game?
Oh, most definitely, man. You know, I just can remember only when I'm playing the game and a scene come up and I'll be sitting up playing it with my wife or my daughter, man, and I'll be like, I remember this. And it's like I start giving a spoiler alert because my wife and my daughter, they wasn't here when I was filming it. So it's like they'd be like, you know, be quiet. Let us just see it, you know, because I'd be so excited to see these moments come up, because it's like you'll film something in the beginning stages of working on this and it don't come up until the end.
Right.
So it was just all over the place, but it came together, man, like a perfect puzzle. You know, Rockstar did a great job, man.
Yeah, it's incredible. Have you tried to do literally everything in the game so you can hear everything Franklin has to say and see where your voice comes in?
Oh, man, you know I did, man. I tried to do everything in the game, man. Like I was amazed at how my punches looked, because I really had to throw them punches. I really had to throw them uppercuts, them rights, them lefts. I had to do everything, man. I brought full life to Franklin, man. Everything you see Franklin do, I had to do it. I had to act it out. I had to say it, you know, believe it. And I really believed it. Some moments, man, I really believed like it was real life when we were filming it.
Your punch is actually a little hilarious. You kind of like throw your whole body forward and like you kind of slap the air.
Yeah, man, that's like a real L.A. thing, man. When you hit somebody, you try to really, really hit them because you don't want them to get back up, man. Because, you know, I'm from L.A., dude. If you hit somebody and they get back up, it could be all bad for you, man. You know, they reaching for a weapon or anything. So you hit them to stay down and not get back up, man.
How long ago did you do all this stuff? Has it been years and then now you're finally seeing the finished product?
Oh, it was 3 years in the making, man. Wow. I've been working on this for 3 years in the making, from beginning to end, man. And it was 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off, 3 weeks on. So I spent the last half of 3 years in New York. So I was back and forth, back and forth.
Well, that's so cool, man. I mean, what's life like for you now? I assume you're out of Watts. Are you living in another part of L? Are you living in Beverly Hills yet? I mean, where you at?
No, I'm in a good area, man. I'm in a decent good area. I've always been in a good area. I don't want everybody to think that I was just a gang member sitting in the project and I just got lucky and got the gig. No, I had a career, man. You know, I work on motorcycles, man. I have a company, a business, man, and I build Harley Davidson's. And, you know, I had a life, man. I got a beautiful wife that I've been married to, man, for a long time, man. I love her to death, man. I got a beautiful daughter. You know, I have a beautiful home. I got the fireplaces, the flat screens, the nice cars. I have a good life, a couple house dogs, a swimming pool. I pretty did good for myself, man. So
that's awesome. I mean, I'm having such a good time playing the game. I think I'm like 60% through, so I've got a lot more to see, and I'm sure a lot of people do. But this is Sean Fontino on the line, the voice of Franklin of Grand Theft Auto, which is hands down the most successful video game ever released in history. And it's really cool to talk to you, man. I mean, I think a lot of people are thrilled just to hear your voice and kind of equate it to playing. It's cool. And just thanks so much for joining us, dude. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tyler, man. And hopefully I get to see you, man, since we're so close, you man.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would love if you did that.